The State Health Minister, David Davis, joins us now. Mr. Davis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Okay, now, 2 days ago, you and the AMBO union seemed relatively positive about a deal being done by this time now, on a Friday. I gather it hasn't happened?
Well, Tom, I'll give you the good news first. The ambulance managers have agreed to the EBA that's been put to them. There's been a ballot which has been declared by the AEC this afternoon, and 95% of the managers voted their claims up, and that'll be put to Fair Work in the normal machinery way now. So that's one piece of good news.
But when you say the managers, we're not talking about the union members here.
No, we're talking about, although some of them are union members of the Ambulance Employees Association as well, but that group of managers, the 17th Health EBA, settled today. So that's the good news. The unfortunate news, the disappointing news, is that despite the state government and Ambulance Victoria bending over backwards, seeking to accommodate the Ambulance Employees Association with its log of claims, we've actually hit a bit of a roadblock, and the fact is the union has added a raft of new demands at the last minute discussions today.
So we're going to try and get the union on later, but I mean,
that'd be good.
Two days ago, you said that the deal you offered was identical or close to identical to the Labor Party deal. The union said that they would accept that. Are you saying they've walked in the room today and said, "Well, look, here's the new deal. Here's our new deal, and it's got a whole lot of things which simply weren't there before."
They've recommended they've indicated that there's a series of additional mandatory items that they want and other items that they want debated.
And are these things in the Labor proposal?
Some of them are not. Some of them probably are. But the reality is that this is a whole series of new things, new classifications, new arrangements, and new costs being added. One that struck me was the indexation of crib meal allowance, demanding that the crib meal allowance be indexed on the 1st of July every year in line with the takeaway food index for Melbourne, as published by the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
I didn't know we had a takeaway food index.
Nor did I particularly know about it either, but this is in effect a Big Mac index, and this is extraordinary to throw this in as a requirement at the last minute.
Well, Mr. Davis,
eligibility for spoiled meal allowances. They want to widen the requirements for spoiled meal allowances. They want to fiddle with the expiry dates and potentially shift from 6.3% and 3% to 6.5% and 4% increments.
Right, so
all of this at the last minute. You've got to ask whether they're serious. You've got to ask whether they're actually negotiating in good faith.
All right, well, can I just interject without getting into too much detail? Is there, we've got 4 weeks until the state poll. Is there any chance of a deal now, or have you walked away from the negotiations?
No, Ambulance Victoria has made it very clear today that it's disappointed. It's written back to the union this afternoon, indicating its disappointment, but indicating its preparedness to keep negotiating. I think you've got to keep the doors open, you've got to keep talking and be prepared to talk. But I think the problem we've got here is that caretaker comes in late on Tuesday, and it's pretty hard to negotiate the details and the machinery around one of these agreements in a short period. So new things being thrown on the table, the goalposts being moved a mile away, makes it very hard to get to a conclusion. Government and AV determined to offer what the union said it would accept.
Do you think if you'd maybe made that deal, but say made it 6 or 12 months ago, things might have turned out a bit differently?
Look, we made many offers over the last
offer.
Couple of years. Well, the offers that were made were very reasonable. $3,000 sign-on bonus, 6% up front, two further tranches of 3%, and an agreement for independent arbitration of the work value. I mean, I think what is really going on here is that the union has not wanted to settle. The union has wanted to play politics, deny its members a proper pay rise, and play party political politics. That's the reality of what's going on here. The union is a major donor to the Labor Party, almost $1 million over the last 11 years, pretty significant support for Labor, but very closely linked with Trades Hall Council. This is frankly party politics that's going on here, and they're denying their members the pay rise to which they're deserved.
David Davis, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
David Davis, Health Minister there. I'm of the opinion. I think the government should have moved a lot earlier to try and meet the union's demands. However, I think at this late stage, the union has taken the view that they might as well see what happens in the election. The opinion polls say Daniel Andrews and the Labor Party will win. You'll get the same deal, no worse if they win, and you might get a better one. The gamesmanship in me says that that's what I would do too.